Greetings. Today is Tuesday, February 23rd, 2021. Also, it's Play Tennis Day. Millions of people around the world play and watch famous tournaments of this non-contact sport. Set off to the court for the recreational game of tennis. Don't know how to play? It's never late to learn. And now, here are your happenings. Tiger Woods underwent surgery after suffering multiple leg fractures in a single car accident outside Los Angeles early Tuesday, the Los Angeles Times reports. The world-renowned golfer was evacuated from his overturned vehicle in Rancho Palos Verdes by members of the LA County Fire Department before being taken to a nearby medical center. While Woods was said to be conscious at the scene of the accident, the LA County Sheriff told reporters he was lucky to be alive. Home prices in 20 US cities are climbing fast due to low interest rates and lack of inventory. According to data cited in Bloomberg, a key index of property values grew over 10% from a year earlier, with Phoenix, San Diego, and Seattle seeing the biggest gains. Phoenix home prices rose over 14%, the fastest growing values in the index. San Jose, Honolulu, and San Francisco remain the least affordable cities in the US, while Hong Kong is the least affordable city globally. Sales at Macy's plummeted by 29% in 2020. Encapsulating the massive impact the pandemic has had on stores anchored in malls. The seminal department store chain, and parent company of Bloomingdale's, suffered a net loss of $3.9 billion for the year ending January 30. In contrast, it logged a $564 million profit the year prior. Despite the gloomy figures, Macy's has already optimistically declared 2021 a recovery and rebuilding year, as it plans to expand its digital empire and add smaller stores to its portfolio. Macy's has already announced it plans to close 36 stores in 2021, USA Today reports. Just days before its first earnings as a public company, Airbnb has a trust problem. A rift is growing, reports the New York Times, between its 4 million hosts and the company. And it's been exacerbated by the pandemic and the rental giant's cancellation policies. One host revealed she lost $25,000 in reservations, and she claims Airbnb did little to make up for that loss. Hundreds like her are going after the company in the form of lawsuits, while others are opting to book guests directly or turning to other sites. One rental advisor said, "A lot of the damage is permanent." Facebook will reinstate news pages in Australia in the coming days, after the social media giant stopped users there from sharing or posting news links. The original move, made last week, came in response to the Australian government's proposed media bargaining laws. The latest decision follows negotiations between the Australian government and Facebook overpaying local publishers for their news content, with the latter saying it was pleased it was able to reach an agreement with the government. Is Texas the new California? After power sales in the Lone Star State increased by a multiple of 12 to $50.6 billion in a week when a freak winter storm sent demand through the roof, utilities are expected to pass the costs on to customers and taxpayers for a long time. According to Bloomberg, the prospect recalls the havoc wreaked on the West Coast during the Enron-era energy crisis, for which Californians are still paying surcharges on their utility bills. The Public Utility Commission of Texas has blocked energy sellers from disconnecting customers for non-payment of bills, while some retailers race to find ways of spreading out costs to customers. LVMH has acquired a 50% stake in rapper Jay-Z's champagne brand Armand de Brignac, As the French luxury giant continues to look for ways to attract younger consumers, American music mogul and entrepreneur Jay-Z invested in Armand de Brignac in 2006, taking full ownership in 2014. The brand, which joins LVMH's Dom Perignon and Veuve Clicquot, sold more than 500,000 bottles in 2019 before the pandemic hit champagne sales. Earlier this month, LVMH and singer Rihanna agreed to close her Fenty fashion label less than 2 years after launching. While deaths from the coronavirus appear to be easing in parts of the US, the nation topped a monstrous milestone of more than 500,000 dead Monday, according to Johns Hopkins University data. To put it in perspective, the Washington Post points out that is more than the population of Kansas City, Missouri. Reports of new cases topped 56,000 Sunday, which is a sharp drop from this year's earlier peak levels. In addition, hospitalizations fell to 56,159 as of Sunday, down more than 53% from a month earlier, reports the COVID Tracking Project. In other COVID-19 news, a new study reveals both Pfizer's and AstraZeneca's vaccines lower the risk of hospitalization. The Food and Drug Administration says the vaccines created for new variants won't need lengthy clinical trials. Pfizer's vaccine has radically reduced nursing home deaths, which had accounted for about a third of COVID-related fatalities. And that's all for today. So until next time, thanks for listening. Adroit Affairs, in your business. X1 Card. Visa. The smartest credit card ever made. Designed for a new generation of cardholders. Join the waitlist. Pure stainless steel. Points on every purchase. Higher limits. Intelligent by design. X1 Card is built from the ground up to transform how you shop and spend. Click the link in the podcast notes.